Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a critical security flaw in the open source AI agent platform, Rooflow. Research from Noma Security says a vulnerability, dubbed Roofroot, could let unauthenticated attackers hijack AI agents and access enterprise systems. The issue is an exposed model context protocol bridge.
That MCP bridge is the central connection point where AI agents invoke tools. In Rooflow, it was exposed by default and accepted commands without any authentication. The researchers say a single HTTP request could let an attacker execute code, steal API keys, and even poison the AI's persistent memory. Noma Security notes the flaw affects Rooflow versions prior to 3.16.3. One number to know today is 37%. That's the growth rate for Amazon's AWS cloud business in the second quarter, the fastest pace in 18 quarters. The strong results helped push Amazon to announce an additional $20 billion in capital spending this year, bringing the total to $220 billion. CEO Andy Jassy told investors that even at that level, Amazon won't have enough capacity to meet all of this year's demand.
The Wall Street Journal reports Anthropic says its AI models were involved in breaches at three companies. The affected models include Opus 4.7, Mythos 5, and an unnamed research model, with the earliest incidents dating back to April. Anthropic called it a mistake.
Chip stocks rallied sharply Thursday. CNBC reports Lam Research closed up 18%, Micron 18%, and SanDisk 26% after strong earnings from Microsoft and Lam Research signaled robust AI-driven demand.
OpenAI announced lower pricing for its GPT 5.6 Luna and Terra model tiers, framing the move as advancing the price-performance frontier for enterprise AI workflows.
And Reuters reports that banks are in talks to lend $15 billion to Anthropic for a data center project backed by Google.
One thing to try is paying closer attention to how Claude or other voice interfaces respond to your vocal patterns, not just the words you're saying. A Reddit user shared that while using Claude with talk-to-text, they found themselves unable to speak properly. Claude flagged concern and insisted they call an ambulance. The user later confirmed they were having a stroke.
The point isn't that AI can diagnose medical emergencies, but if a model seems unusually concerned about your state during a voice conversation, it might be picking up on something real. It's worth taking seriously.
That's Compact Conversations for Thursday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.